To enjoy the peace that comes from forgiveness of sin.
享受主同在的安稳。
To enjoy the safety of God's presence.
享受灵性在主怀里面的安息。
To spiritually enjoy the rest within God.
上帝对摩西说，
And God said to Moses,
我的百姓在旷野40年试探我。
My people have tested me for 40 years in the wilderness.
我只做我的自己的永生来起誓。
I swear upon my own eternity.
他们必不能进到那安息。
They will not enter into that Sabbath.
所以结果以摩西一同离开埃及的那一代人都死在旷野。
The generation that left Egypt with Moses all died.
上帝要让另外一个世代人才能进到迦南地。
And God allowed the next generation to enter into Canaan.
其实在整个圣经启示的过程的中间，
In the entire progression of the revelation of God,
预表我们旧生命没有重生是不能享受那安息的。
It represents that if we do not get born again, we cannot enjoy that peace.
所以旧一代的人都死在旷野。
The old generation all died in the wilderness.
新一代生下来才能进到迦南地。
And the new generation entered into the promised land.
连摩西自己不能进迦南地。
Moses himself was excluded.
摩西最后的时候在尼波山上看见上帝应许之地。
At the end, he only could see the promised land from Mount Nebo.
他见而不能进。
He could only see it, but he could not enter it.
他为什么能见呢？
Why was he allowed to see it?
他活到120岁眼睛没有昏花。
Because at 120 he could still see very well.
摩西的死是神时间到了把他的生命拿去，不是他衰老而死。
He died not because of old age but because God felt his time was up.
上帝怎么会这么残忍，叫一个120岁的爬到山上去看那个风景？
Why would God be so cruel and make this old man climb the mountain?
爬了风景以后就对他说，好了，你去死吧。
After he saw the nice scene he took his life away.
所以让他上山不给他下山。
Allow him to go up the mountain but never allow him to come down.
120岁照上帝的吩咐爬到山上看一看，然后叫他死。
120 years old, he climbed all the way up there, he saw the promised land and then died.
证明他还能爬山是不应该死的。
It shows that he's still very healthy, he shouldn't have died.
摩西不是爬到半路心脏病发作死的。
He didn't die halfway climbing.
摩西爬到山顶看见迦南美地，上帝说，你只能看，你不能进。
He went to the very top, he saw the promised land, God said, you can see it, but you cannot enter it.
这一个时代的人
The people of his generation,
都要死在旷野。
They all died in the wilderness,
连你也不能进去。
Including you.
我恨恶这些人。
I hate these people.
这些百姓试探我。
These people tested me.
所以上帝就给摩西一个很可怕的考验。
And so God gave him a very threatening test.
我要消灭整个以色列人。
I will destroy all of Israel.
那就兴起你。
And I will raise you.
给你的子孙。
And your people.
变成一个大的国家。
Your descendants will be a huge nation.
本来是以色列国，我要消灭他。
I will destroy the nation of Israel.
我要建立摩西国。
And will build the nation of Moses.
以后不是以色列人，是摩西人。
Not Israelite, but Moses.
是摩西的子民。
The people of Moses.
摩西的子孙。
The descendants of Moses.
我告诉你。
I tell you this.
如果摩西没有过度观念。
If Moses did not have kingdom concept.
如果摩西只有宗派观念。
If you only think about his denomination.
如果摩西只知道自己利未族的好处。
If you only thought about the Levites.
他一定说感谢上帝，哈利路亚，我等很久了。
He will say thanks be to God, hallelujah.
到底这一天来到了。
The day finally came.
你们这犹大，这个犹大西边流便所有的这些坏蛋全部死了吧。
And all these bad tribes all get killed.
只有我利未支派才存活在世界上。
Only my tribe will survive.
他应该说，上帝啊，愿你的旨意成。
He should say, God, may your will be done.
你要兴起我的子孙全部姓摩的，感谢你。
You want to raise my people, that would be great.
摩子摩孙出来，个个摸到顶，我感谢。
My descendants will be your people.
那么以色列国不必存在，我也不管了。
I don't care about the Israelites.
那我告诉你，
But I tell you this.
雅各十二个孩子，
The 12 sons of Jacob
组成了一族，
Became one people.
组成了一国，
Become one nation.
永远不再消灭了，
And forever will not be destroyed.
因为这是上帝的心意。
Because this is how God will.
以色列国
The nation of
Israel, 以色列族
the people of Israel,
就变成以后新约时代耶稣基督教会的一个代表了
will represent the church of Jesus Christ in the New Testament
成为整个教会的一个预表了
a representation of the entire church
以色列族在亚伯兰跟上帝的约里面的都是受割礼的人
the Israelites were people who were circumcised in the covenant of God
而保罗对我们说
the apostle Paul says
我们在基督里面受洗的人
Those of us who have been baptized in Christ
代替了以色列人受割礼的台
has taken over the circumcision.
我们全家都归上帝。
All of us belong to God.
当摩西听见这个话的时候
When Moses heard this,
他不但没有高兴
He did not become overjoyed.
不但没有盼望自己魔家可以成长起来。
He did not ask that his tribe will be raised.
他说：“上帝啊，请你千万不要消灭以色列人。”
He said, "O Lord, do not destroy the Israelites."
如果你消灭以色列人，
if you destroy the Israelites,
那么那些外邦人就讥笑我们说，
the pagans will laugh at us.
他们的上帝只能把以色列人从埃及领出来，然后让他们消灭在旷野。
Their God can only deliver them from Egypt and then die in the wilderness.
这样你的名就受羞辱了。
And your name will then be humiliated.
这件事很奇怪哦。
This is a curious thing.
好像上帝要做一件错的事，摩西拦阻才错不成。
As if God was about to make a mistake, but Moses stopped him.
好像上帝的爱心不够，摩西的爱心比上帝大，才劝他老人家好好想爱心的事情。
As if Moses persuaded God to be more loving.
这个是我们读经的时候不明白的事情。
When we read the Bible, it's difficult to understand.
我刚才提了，
this,
上帝给摩西一个考验。
That it was a test from God.
这个考验的目的是什么呢？
The purpose of this test.
要叫大家看出摩西的心。
That people will recognize what Moses really was.
摩西不是为自己侍奉上帝。
That he was not a person that served God for his own sake.
摩西不是为宗派侍奉上帝。
Or for his own tribal denomination.
摩西不是为他自己的家族来侍奉上帝。
For his own family alone.
这就证明摩西真的是在上帝全家里面敬重的。
It proved that Moses was indeed faithful to the whole household of God.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
今天的传道人。
Preachers today,
今天的侍奉者，
those who serve today,
我们不要专搞纷争，
do not keep fighting and having splits,
不要专顾自己的国度，自己的这个王权，自己的地盘。
Do not just take care of your own territory, your own kingdom, your own place.
我们可以有我们的宗派的信仰。
We can have our own unique denominational
understanding. 我们可以有我们宗派的背景。
We can have denominational background.
我们可以有我们宗派的地位。
We can have status in our denomination.
但我们的侍奉是在以色列全家敬重的。
But we need to serve faithfully in the whole household of Israel.
我们的侍奉是为了整个上帝的国度而侍奉的。
And we serve for the whole kingdom of God.
这样我们的侍奉就蒙上帝眼了。
And God will be pleased with our service.
这是今天特别要吩咐你们的事情。
This is something specially I want to tell you.
拉结跟约瑟生下来的时候。
When Joseph was born,
是雅各最爱的女人所生的。
He was a child of the woman most beloved of Jacob.
但是上帝的看法不是如此。
But not in the way God saw it.
不要再名雅各。
Do not call yourself Jacob anymore.
你改名叫以色列。
You must be known as Israel.
你生下来的后代，
Your descendants,
我都要全部吸收他们。
Will be all accepted by me.
亚伯拉罕生的两个，一个以色玛利，一个雅各，被淘汰一个。
Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac, and one was taken care of.
雅各就以撒生下来一个以扫，一个雅各。
Isaac had Esau and Jacob.
上帝再把以扫淘汰掉，就留下雅各。
And Esau was rejected, Isaac.
但到了雅各生下12个的时候。
But when Jacob had 12 sons,
上帝全部收留。
God adopted all 12.
不是单单收你所爱的拉结的两个孩子罢了。
Not just the two sons born of Rachel.
连利亚所生的孩子。
Also the sons of Leah.
两个是你所生的孩子。
And that of the maidservant.
全部归在你的名下。
All will be under your name.
你要改名叫以色列。
You will be known as Israel.
我立你成为上帝的皇太子。
I have set you as the crown prince of God.
让你的孩子都成为上帝的子民。
That your sons will become people of God.
让上帝的子民在地上成立一个被拣选的国度。
And you will become a chosen nation on earth.
这个被拣选的国度就变成以后的教会的一个预表。
And it represents the church that is to come.
然后我要差派一个忠义全家的仆人。
I will send a servant faithful to the whole household.
服侍所有的支派。
To serve all the tribes.
虽然他本身是从一个支派产生出来。
Although he himself came from one tribe.
但是他的侍奉不是为了他自己的支派。
But he did not serve for his own tribe.
不是为了他自己摩西一家。
Or for Moses' family only.
所以这是考验。
This was a test.
不是上帝要做错事。
Not that God would make a mistake.
摩西劝他，他才改过来。
And he was corrected by Moses.
不是上帝的爱心不够。
Or that God was not loving.
摩西的心比上帝更大。
And that Moses was more loving.
但是上帝要考验你。
God wanted to test you.
你在你的家族里面。
In your own family.
你在你的支派里面。
In your own tribe.
你侍奉的心智是不是为了你自己 你的子孙、你的家或者你的宗派而已。
Do you serve for your own people, your family, your own denomination?
求主帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
给我们认识上帝这一方面的心意。
That we understand these aspects of God's
will. 当雅各的生平讲完了以后
，After the life of Jacob was over,
你看见以后全本圣经
，The entire Bible,
把整个以色列作为一个团体、一个民族、一个国家、一个教会的预表来看，永远不再慈善了。
And now focus on Israel as a people, a nation, a community of God.
但我在这里要提醒几件事情。
I want to remind you a few things.
每一次十二支派的名字出现的时候
，Every time the names of the 12 tribes appear,
会有不同的地方。
There are differences.
为什么约瑟呢？名字不见了，以法莲跟这个
马纳西
代替出现的。
Why was the name of Joseph replaced by Ephraim and Manasseh?
为什么十二支派的时候，约瑟的名字不见了
？And the name of Joseph disappeared.
因为约瑟真正被立作长子。
Because Joseph was the firstborn.
所以长子得到两份。
So firstborn has two portions.
这就是把约瑟的名字拿掉，让以法莲、马纳西代表十二个支派。来成全这两份的长子的福分。
And so he had double portion. His name was removed. Ephraim and Manasseh was replaced.
但是在启示录提到扫支派的时候，但又不见了。
But in the book of Revelation, the tribe then disappeared.
是不是写圣经的人有时候忘记这个，有时候偏待那个，就轮来轮去，漏掉一两个呢
？Could it be that the authors make a mistake?
请你注意
，Take note of this.
但是拜金牛犊的领导者。
Then was a tribe that worshipped the golden calf.
当他已经忘记了真神的时候
，When he forgotten about the true God,
上帝就除名禁戒每一个时代的人。
God removed them to warn all generations.
所以宗派的存在是神许可的。
The Lord has allowed the existence of denomination.
没有正统的信仰是神要除名的。
But God will reject those who do not have orthodox faith.
你名是实的。
Although you may have a grand name,
跟你的名是真的、实在的、是死的，是不一样的。
It's very different from having a name that actually meant something.
所以我们在上帝的全家尽忠。
We need to be faithful to the whole household of God.
这些里面，我们看见一个定律。
We see a principle from all these verses.
就是不能把邪门、把堂门逐到异端。把它列入上帝的教会的宗派里面。
We cannot consider those who are heretics or have false teachings as part of God's household.
异端不是宗派。
A heretic is not a denomination.
异端不能列入宗派的名单里面。
Heretics cannot be considered part of denominations.
当但不再敬拜耶和华上帝。
When the tribe of Dan no longer worship Jehovah God.
但设立了金牛犊来敬拜代替上帝的时候。
When they worship the golden calf instead of God.
但的名单就被撤销了。
God rejected the tribe.
而约瑟的名字像长子变成得到两份。
Joseph was set as a firstborn, so he had dual portions.
这就变成名分的问题的思想了。
And so these are school of thoughts regarding to status.
旧约里面雅各十二个孩子。
In the Old Testament, the 12 sons of Jacob.
组成了十二个支派，代表上帝的全家。
Had 12 tribes representing the whole family of God.
新约的时候，耶稣有十二个门徒。
In the New Testament, Jesus had 12 disciples.
后来，这十二门徒到世界各地，一个一个寻道而死，建立上帝的教会。
And all 12 went all over the world to preach the gospel and were martyred and died.
这样，但因为错误的信仰被除名。
Dan was rejected because of false faith.
犹大出卖耶稣基督也被除名。
Judah was also rejected because he betrayed Christ.
犹大被拣选是主耶稣自己选的。
Jesus Christ himself chose Judah.
犹大被选以前，耶稣是整个晚上祷告，第二天才选的。
And before he was chosen, Jesus prayed the whole night long.
是耶稣基督选错了人吗
？Was it a wrong choice?
耶稣基督早就知道他是一个贼。
Jesus Christ knew that he was a thief.
耶稣基督早就知道从起初他就是个魔鬼。
He knew from the beginning that he was a devil.
耶稣早就知道他从起初是灭亡之子。
Jesus Christ knew that he was the son of the destruction.
耶稣经过整夜祷告，还是把他的名字放在被拣选的十二使徒中间。
But after praying the whole night, he still chose him as one of the chosen 12.
到了使徒行传第一章的时候，他才被除名。
He was removed only in the first chapter of the book of Acts.
除名以后，谁代替他？
Who took over his position?
十二使徒的名字是什么呢
The 12 apostles.
谁代替被除名的犹大呢？
Who took the place of Judah?
我们在历史上看见保罗代替了犹大。
In history, we see Paul taking his place.
已经升天的基督再回到地上来，在大马车的路上，自己呼召保罗成为他的使徒。
Jesus Christ appeared before Paul on the road to Damascus.
这是从神的角度来看的。
From the angle of God.
当然，从教会历史、从人的角度来看。
Historically,
在创这个启示，在使徒行传第一章告诉我们。
Acts chapter one says.
我们要从在我们中间常倚住在席的人里面选一个来代替犹大。
The apostles wanted to choose a person who was known to take Judah's place.
所以结果他们抽签就选出了马提亚来代替犹大。
And so they drew lots, and Matthias was chosen.
所以这样呢，犹大的名字被除去了。
And so the name of Judah was taken away.
在永恒中间，他是没有份的。
He had no place in eternity.
在历史的暂时中间，曾被耶稣拣选。
In temporal history, he was once chosen by Christ.
所以这个就给我们看见。
This tells us.
在启示录中间，但除名。
In the beginning, Dan was removed.
是因为信仰问题。
It was because of his faith.
在这个使徒行传第一章，犹大除名。
In Acts chapter one, Judah was removed.
是不是因为贪财问题呢？
Was it because he wanted money?
是因为行为问题吗？
Was it because his actions were wrong?
或者因为信仰问题呢？
Or because he had wrong faith?
照样是信仰问题。
It was a matter of faith.
你怎么证明这件事呢？
How do you prove this?
犹大的错误行为是出于他没有真正的信仰的果子。
The mistakes that Judah made came about because he had wrong faith.
因为有信心没有行为是死的。
Because faith without work is dead.
而犹大的行为从起初就证明他不是一个真正有信仰的人。
And all that he has done proved that he did not have true faith.
因为他没有信仰，所以他没有可能有纯正的行为。
Because he had no faith, he couldn't have pure actions.
那我们怎么知道犹大是没有信仰的人？
How do we know that he was a faithless person?
因为耶稣说，今天晚上你们中间有一个人要卖我了。
Jesus Christ said, tonight one of you will betray me.
门徒就象征地问耶稣，是我吗？主啊，是我吗？主啊，是我吗？是一个门徒都问了。
And 11 of the disciples asked, Oh Lord, is it me?
轮到犹大的时候。
But when he came to Judah's turn,
狗嘴不能出象牙。
He couldn't just come out with anything.
他说，拉比，是我吗？
He said, Rabbi, is it me?
这很简单的记述的几个字里面。
Very simple few words.
告诉我们他从来没有信耶稣是他的主。
Tells us that he never considered Jesus as Lord.
所以他讲不出主啊这句话。
So he never said Lord.
他的心里面耶稣不过是个拉比。
To him, Jesus Christ was just a rabbi.
以色列里面有很多拉比有什么稀奇？
Many rabbis in the whole of Israel.
所以彼得、雅各、约翰，其他的人问耶稣，主啊，是我吗？
And so when all the disciples ask, Oh Lord, is it me?
全部问了，他不问，变成就是他咯。
In the end, he was the one that was exception.
所以他为了表示不一定是我，大家先，大家一律看待再说。他就说，他也问，是我吗？
In order to demonstrate that he was also one of them, he said, Rabbi, is it me?
但他说，拉比是我吗？
But he used the word rabbi.
就证明他不是信耶稣的人。
Proving that he did not believe in
Jesus. 犹大除名不是因为行为的问题。
Judas was removed not because of his action alone.
更深一层的了解是从信仰被除名。
If you understand it further, it was because of his lack of faith.
我要做一个结论。
I want to have a conclusion.
上帝的家有很多不同的宗派。
There are many denominations in the house of God.
不同的宗派是不是无限量的加增？只要有人把教会的名字挂上，我们就承认他是我的弟兄。
Denominations can keep increasing just because someone proclaimed that he has a church doesn't mean that he's my brother.
当我开始归正教会的时候，
When I started the Reformed Church,
我们人越来越多，
When the people kept coming,
越来越多，然后我就到宗教部那里说，我们要注册成了一个宗派。
I went to the authorities and said we want to be registered as a denomination.
他说不能，我们在观察。
They said no, we want to observe you.
完全没有消息。
There were no news from them.
过了将近一年以后，
After about a year,
消息传来了，
There were news.
很多教会来这里告你们，他们不准许我们给你们准字，有一个新的宗派出来。
The authorities say we have received many complaints against you, then we cannot let you be a denomination.
他们说你还没有得到申请，为什么受难节你们举行圣餐呢？
They say you have not been given the permit. Why do you have Holy Communion on Good Friday?
告我们的。
Those who complain
是教会啊，
were church.
是基督徒的领袖啊。
Christian leaders.
为什么呢
？Why?
他们不是从信仰的角度看你对不对，可以不可以建教会。
They are not looking at us from the angle of faith.
他们从个人的利益，从宗派的利益，你如果建教会，可能对我们威胁，我们先下手为强，叫宗教来制止你。
And they believe that we will become a threat to their own church, so they use the authorities against us.
有人传过来了。
Some people passed the news to me.
唐牧师长不是回教徒反对你开教会。
Dr. Dong, the opposition did not come from the Muslims.
是教会，特别是曾经请过你去讲道的教会去告你的。
The complaints come from churches, including those that once invited you as speakers.
我就明白什么叫今天说何塞纳何塞纳，明天说钉他十字架，这种道理。
Now I understand why we say Hosanna, Hosanna today and crucify him tomorrow.
我就举目向山观看。
And so I look upon the mountains.
我的帮助从何来？
From whence will my help come from?
我的帮助从创造天地的耶和华而来。
My help come from God, creator of heaven and earth.
过了几个月以后，
A few months later.
我说我感到神引导我今天晚上去见宗教部的基督教科长。
I believe that God is guiding me to see the person responsible for Christianity.
我们同工说，唐牧师，你不必去，我们去好了。
And my other co-worker said, "Well, we go."
你就在台上讲的，我们去处理这些事。
You just go and preach, then we will handle this.
坚持我要自己去。
But I insisted that I will go myself.
我感到神引导我，今天晚上我要去见他。
I believe that God has guided me and asked me to go.
那是1990年。
1990.
他们就打电话问他。
So they called this person.
今天晚上唐牧师见你有没有时间？
Do you have time this evening?
他说好好，到我家里来。
The official said, "Come to my house."
我两个人就到他那里。
And so two of us went.
到那边的时候，不知道怎么开始说你好吗，我好吗，一大堆没有用的话。
When we reached there, there were meaningless greetings.
大概过了几分钟以后呢
？Few minutes later.
我想这样再浪费下去，还是你好我好，不知道好什么的。
I thought it was a waste of time.
我就说 ，Basunardo, saya sekarang langsung terus terang.我直截了当跟你讲一件事。
Let me tell you directly.
我开贵正教会。
I am starting a new church.
你要不要发准子
？Are you going to give me the permit?
请你回答我。
Please answer.
我们在上帝的面前。
Before God.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
你诚实告诉我，你要不要发准子
？Tell me honestly whether you give me the permit.
哇，这个忽然间的你好我忙变成全部不好了。
And suddenly the atmosphere was very tense.
大家严肃的不得了。
Everybody was very solemn.
这个事呢。
The person said, "Well, this matter."
我就是这个事没有呢。
It was only one matter.
怎样
？What about it?
这个事你感到怎样
？What do you think?
我们的宗教部里面
，He said that in the Department for Religion,
有记录你这二十几年的侍奉都是很干净、很好，而且都是正面评价的。
We have positive feedback for your 20 over years of ministry.
而现在你从到处带领布道大会变成要开办教会就不大一样了。
But it's different now because you used to just hold gospel rallies. Now you want to start your own church.
我说有什么不一样？
I asked what's the difference.
他说老实讲。
He said honestly.
天主教这么多的教徒注册宗教部只有一票。
The Roman Catholics have so many churches, but there's only one organization.
只有一个教会。
Only one church.
而呢，圣灵教会好多好多。
But there are so many of you Protestant churches.
No, Pentecostal.
Pentecostal churches.
至于这改教的。
But Reformed church.
这个 Protestant church.
Protestant church.
你知道不知道，在印尼政府里面的注册已经257个教会了。
Do you know that there are already 257 registered
churches? 太多分裂。太多新教会
too many new churches.
所以我们决定不再发准子了
so we have decided not to give new permit
那我就问他说
so I ask him
那你的意思我们不能成立教会了吗
does that mean that we cannot establish our church
他说其实呢还可以的
actually you still can
那这个还可以什么意思啊
what does this mean
我说那怎么可以发呢
how do we do this
他有一些教会拿了准子后来不发展自己自生自灭死了你去向他买准子好了
he said there are some churches they got a permit and then they die a natural death
我说让他们让给你们好了
buy their permit
那有的人故意拿准子是拿来卖的
some people have permit just to sell
我说我不要
I said no
我要你给我发新的。
I want you to give me a new one.
我们已经决定不再发了。
But we already decided not to.
我说，如果神引导你，请你再发。
I say, if God is guiding you, give me a new permit.
他好像突然间有一个心血来潮，讲了一句很特别的话。
And suddenly he said something quite unusual.
好了，这样好了。
He said fine. This way.
我心里想，这个就好了。
I said this is fine. We are done.
这样怎么样呢
？What does this mean?
我给你发准子。
He said I give you a permit.
但是
，However，
你要帮助我。
You must help me.
我心里想，你要什么帮助啊
？What sort of help do you want?
印尼政府在吉姆布的地方设立了五个地方，作为印尼对宗教尊重的五个纪念的这个场所。
He said that the Indonesian government has set up five areas to promote religion.
所以天主教建了一座。
The Roman Catholic has built a church there.
印度教建了一座。
The Hindus built a church there.
佛教建了一座。
The Buddhists had a temple.
回教建了一座。
The Muslim had a place there.
就是基督教的那一座呢，在我的任内还没有建成功。
But not the Christian church there.
所以呢，你帮忙我把里面一些还没有建好的建好。我就把准字给你。
He said, "I'll give you the permit if you finish the building in this area."
我说多大
？I said, "How large?"
他说没有多少。
He said, "Not very big."
只有80公尺平方的地板，你给我铺地砖，我就给你准字。
He said, "About 80 square meters worth of ground."
我就跟他握手，一言为定。
And so we said, "We have agreement."
明天我就派人去。
Tomorrow, I just send someone there.
把这个地砖没有盖好的全部铺好。
To tile up the place that you mentioned.
那我去量。
I went to measure.
我寄东西去工人去把它做好。
And I sent people to finish the work.
照你说话的。
Based on your plan,
你就把准字给我。
Give me your.
他说好。
He said fine.
君子一言既出驷马难追。
They have a gentleman's agreement.
我们就握了手。
And so we shook hands.
以后呢
？After that,
我第二天派人去查了。
I sent people to check up.
不是八十公尺。
It was not 80 square meters.
是480公尺。
It was 480 square meters.
哇，480公尺是很大的地方呢。
A large, huge place.
那我们刚刚一个小教会刚开始没有钱呢。
We were very poor. We just started.
咬紧牙根祷告上帝啊。成全这件事。
But we prayed to the Lord to finish the work.
这样呢，就准字就发出来。
And the permit came.
他永远没有想到。
He never have imagined.
发准字以后。
After the permit was given.
18年以后。
18 years later.
建一个全印尼最大的教会。
We are building the largest church in Indonesia.
从前不过是很辛苦要一张准字。
In the past, we so hard to get a permit.
怎么有这样的可能呢
？How is this possible?
我只能说事就这么成了。
I can only say this is the way it was.
那些告我们的口就闭住了。
Those who sue us now shut up.
那我们有宗派。
We have a denomination.
不是为了我们自己的宗派。
Not for our own sake.
为了纯正信仰。
But for the pure faith.
为了圣经的真理。
For the truth of the Bible.
师徒留下来的教训。
For the teachings of the apostles.
为了改教家所争的正统的真理。
For the orthodox faith that reformers fought for.
把这个教会建立起来。
To build this church.
大概6年以后呢。
6 years later,
宗教部派人来找我。
The Department of Religion sent someone.
唐牧师，你知道不知道
？And said, Dr. Dong, do you know this?
全印尼很多人都在追踪你的信仰系统。
Many people in Indonesia are observing your system.
他们发现现在各教会信仰太乱了。
They discover that there are so many wrong teachings.
哪一个教会的信仰成为教会众教会的榜样？
They want a system to be an example to all churches.
很多人都在从你身上看到你怎样建立纯正的信仰。
And so many people want to observe how you build the orthodox faith.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
从1984年开始。
From 1984.
每年一个神学讲座。
Every year we had a theological seminar.
1200人开始。
From 1200 people.
最多的一次4300人。
To 4300 people.
轰动基督教界。
And it was a great event.
影响社会上下各阶层。
And it influenced all strata of the society.
然后我们在办神学夜校。
And then we had seminary for night classes.
在八九个城市。
In about 9 cities.
在这一个19年里面。
Within the past 19 years.
曾经在我们的夜校上神学课程，归正神学的课程，一共超过6000人。
More than 6,000 people graduated from our seminary.
神的工作就这样做成。
This was the way God's work is done.
人家问你自己要设立公宗派是为你自己的地盘？我说不是。
I said no, I did not set up denomination for my own sake.
以色列全家。
For the whole household of Israel.
当我问那些教书的人。
When I asked my lecturers.
这六千个在苏拉巴亚、在马朗、在巴兰邦、在这个加卡达、在其他地方，这些人。到底归正的会友来参加这个神学课程有多少人
？How many of these 6,000 people in all these various places have?
连四分之一都没有。
Not even a quarter.
那么其他的呢
What about the rest?
有卫理公会的来念。
They may be from Methodist Church.
有浸信会的来念。
From Baptist Church.
有弟兄会的来念。
From the Brethren Church.
有灵恩派的来念。
From the Charismatic Church.
我们坚守我们就是归正运动、归正神学、归正福音的系统。
We hold fast to the Reform System, Reform Theology.
那他们可以回去自己的教会发挥纯正信仰应当有的果效。
And these people can go back to their own church and to teach the right thing.
如果主许可
，If the Lord allows,
三月份的时候
，In March,
我单单在加加达
，In Jakarta alone,
要召集这些受过我们训练的人回来，举行一个 reunion。
We will call all these people to come back for a reunion meeting.
因为各城市的不容易来
，It's difficult for them to travel from different cities.
所以可能我们盼望一千个人回来。
We pray maybe 1,000 will come.
很多在众教会中中间。
They are all in many different denominations.
Reform 不是一个 stuck theology.
And so Reform theology is not a stuck theology.
Reform 是 continuously renew itself to return to the Bible 的一个 living theology.
它是一个活的神学，一直在重新呼吁我们回到上帝的话。
Reform 不是16世纪发生的一个历史事件。
It is not just something that happened in the 16th century.
Reform 是在神永恒的旨意中间找到不动摇的信仰根基。
But the foundation found in the eternal will of God that will not be shaken.
Reform 不是一群人包容自己这个包办垄断的一个东西。
Reform theology is not just for a few people to monopolize.
Reform theology is a glorious invitation.To invite the whole church with all heart to return to the whole Bible.
是一个荣耀的邀请，邀请整个教会完全的归回上帝的话语。
我们回到摩西。
Going back to Moses.
摩西的以色列全家是敬重的。
He was faithful to the whole household of Israel.
我们的盼望永远没有改变。
Our hope has never changed.
我们盼望各教会继续不断回到上帝的。
We hope that all churches, all denominations will continue to go back to the Word of God.
我们爱所有的宗派。
We love all denominations.
我们绝对不容那异端。
But we reject the heretics.
不能有人把教会的名字挂上去，他就自动变成我的朋友，不是。
Just because you call yourself a church, it doesn't mean automatically you become my friend.
我们查他们的信仰。
We want to investigate their faith.
他们照样信圣经的。
Do they believe in the Bible the way we do?
信三位一体的。
To believe in the true God,
信基督道成肉身的
to believe Jesus incarnate,
信圣灵启示圣经
to believe the Holy Spirit inspired the Bible,
圣子圣灵是第二第三位格的上帝
that God the Son, God the Holy Spirit is the persons of God,
基督是童贞女生的
that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary,
基督的无罪的得胜试探的
that Jesus was sinless and had victory over temptation,
代替我们死在十字架上的
that Jesus took our place on the cross,
基督从死里复活升天
that he resurrected and was ascended,
基督也将要再来的
that Jesus will come again,
相信圣经是上帝话的
that we believe that the Bible is the word of God,
都是我们的弟兄
all these people who believe as such are brothers,
神学的立场上我们是归正的
in theology we are reformed,
在信仰的实践上我们是传福音的
but in actuality we are evangelicals,
在肢体生活里面我们是彼此在上帝的家里面合而为一的
and in our life within the house of God we are one
感谢上帝
thanks be to God
我们要把创世纪里面这个家族到了以雅各把它做结束了
and we will conclude the Genesis upon this family
接下去
and then
我们会讲一大堆关于约瑟的事迹
we will spend a lot of time on Joseph
但约瑟不再可以跟亚伯兰以撒雅各相比了
Joseph is not comparable to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
亚伯兰在众兄弟中间是独一的。
Abraham was unique among the brethren.
也生下以撒是独一的。
Isaac was unique.
在生下雅各是独一的。
And then Jacob unique.
以撒其他的兄弟就不能被列在里面。
Other brothers of Isaac was not listed.
然后雅各其他的兄弟也不能被列在里面。
Other brothers of Jacob was not listed.
约瑟虽然是很独特的。
Although Joseph was unique.
两次圣经提到他是与别人完全不同的约瑟。
Twice the Bible said he was uniquely different.
但是他没有超过其他兄弟的地位，除了他有长子的这种特别的名分是神特别给他的。
But status-wise, he was not beyond the earlier people.
他没有办法排除其他的兄弟。
So he cannot just get rid of other brothers.
不是独一的。
He was not the unique one.
跟其他的四个兄弟是一样的。
Like other brothers, he was one of the many.
是以色列十二支派中间的一个宗派。
One tribe among the 12 tribes.
是以色列家合而为一的一个国度。
It the kingdom that was one.
那你明白了这个以后呢？
When you understand this,
你看全本圣经，
when you read the Bible,
就常常提以色列家。
You will see the house of Israel,
以色列民啊，
the people of Israel,
以色列人啊，
the
Israelites, 我的百姓啊，
my people,
就不再为一个孩子一个支派来专利了，
no longer talk about an individual,
那是全家的，
but the whole family,
求主帮助我们，
may the Lord help us,
我越明白圣经，
the more we understand the word of God,
心里就有过度的观念，
the more we should have the kingdom concept in our hearts,The more we serve,
我们也盼望上帝的全家复兴起来。
The more we pray that there's revival in the whole house of God.
我们有自己的宗派，没有错。
It is right to have your own denomination.
宗派不可跟异端混为一谈。
We cannot consider the heretics as a denomination.
因为错误的信仰是被除名的。
God will reject a false teachings.
愿上帝赐福给我们。
May the Lord bless us all.
我们今天就讲到这个地方。
And we will stop here this evening.
下一次我们就开始讲约瑟的事情。
Next time we will start with Joseph.
你会发现最伟大的人生。
You will discover the most wonderful life.
许多与我们今天的生活切切相关的事迹都记载下来。
Many things that are related to our present life have been recorded.
特别你会找到为什么你受苦到底有什么价值，这些真理里面。
On the value of suffering.
我们低头祷告。